Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest, Trey Abney. He's the Government Relations Director for the Chamber of Reno Sparks in Northern Nevada. And we're going to be talking about the 2015 Nevada legislature. We're going to devote the whole show to it. So that's coming up next on Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Trey Abney. He's the Director of Government Relations for the Chamber of Reno Sparks in Northern Nevada.
Yes, sir. Thank
and
you.
I always mess up that name, but I didn't that time.
You did well.
Good. Good. Now, Trey, we devoted the whole show today to talk about the Nevada legislature in 2015 and also the election in 2016. So let me start with this. Anjanette Damon, a respected reporter with the Reno Gazette Journal, she pointed out in a recent story that the chamber has always been like on the forefront of fighting taxes. I can go back to the gross receipts tax, and I can think of the margins tax and everything. But as you prepare for the 2015 legislature, you are actually kind of leading the charge for tax reform, aren't you?
Well, I mean, we're certainly one of the leaders. I'd like to be. The chamber would like to be. We can't do it on our own. You know, we're just a small chamber from the northern part of the state. We're going to need everybody's work on this. I will take some exception to some of my friend Anjanette's article. First of all, our message really hasn't changed. We have always said we need to institute long-term spending reforms and then look at tax reform to match a tax structure to the 21st century economy of the state. That hasn't changed. We have certainly supported taxes in the past, whether it be RTC 5, which was an indexing gas tax in Washoe County, AB 46, which didn't go through, which would have raised property and sales tax to take care of older schools. Something. I mean, we need to deal with it. That won't come back specifically. But so we have never shied away from stepping up and supporting things that need to be done. The margin tax, of course, was awful, an awful idea, and we're glad that almost 80% of Nevadans voted against.
But you led the fight against that.
We were one of the groups to do that. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I mean, we're ready to move forward. I don't want to fight a margin tax battle every 2 or 4 years.
Right.
We spent something like statewide $6 million to do that. That was just on our side, plus all the time and effort, money, you know, things that and efforts that could have gone into other things like maybe education reform. And education funding, for example. So we don't want to keep doing that. But if we don't do something with our tax structure, broaden the base, lower some rates even, then we're going to have to keep fighting that fight.
Okay, this is, you know, I got to stop you right here because you and I both covered the legislature many years. And, you know, we go into these legislatures like crusaders into Jerusalem, where some people, we're going to get tax reform this year. We're going to get money for school construction. We're going to get it done. And what happens? Nothing big happens. It seems like the lawmakers just vote enough stuff to keep the state going two more years, kick the can down the road, and then work on getting reelected. And, you know, I can't help it. I have hopes for our state going into this session, but I've been there too many times, gotten my heart broken too many times.
I've been there too many times, and you've been there a lot more times than I have. You have every reason to be skeptical. History, of course, is our greatest teacher.
Right.
So you have every reason to doubt. And of course, we're sitting here taping this in November, and we're all optimistic, and we're going to change the world. And then come April, May, we start, maybe we're not so optimistic.
Right, I don't mean to be the legislative Grinch
no, you're
already,
right.
You know.
But what we have is a ballot fight that just happened, again, that I pointed out, that is going to keep coming back to us. If they don't
you're
do that, they'll do something,
stats.
The margin tax.
Right.
You've got a governor that has stated he is ready, a Republican governor that has stated he is ready to do tax reform to move the state forward and fund the things that we need to fund. You've got a new Senate majority leader, Michael Roberson, who's saying he's ready to look at tax reform. And you've got some in the Assembly Republican caucus that have said that they're willing to look at that as well. The stars seem to be aligning more this time than they have in the past, and we need to take every advantage.
Well, you know what this reminds me of? You got, you know, like Brian Sandoval, Kenny Quinn. This reminds me of the great setup for the 2003 session that, you know, ruined careers and ruined friendships, but it did result in a $1 billion tax increase. But it was a tough session, and we had to go. Remember until.
Right.
Mid-July,
and we had another huge tax increase in 2009. Remember,
right.
And so it's not like the legislature has never raised taxes. In fact,
2009
was the last time they did it. So the question, and we're not always just talking about raising rates. We're talking about broadening the base and making it more fair and making it reflect this economy. Some rates could go down.
Well, good luck
on sales
with that.
Tax, for
because
example.
We've seen that with the, okay. Let me.
I get it. It's not going to be difficult. I'm not saying it's easy.
Okay. Now you know, as it's very rare that Republicans have both houses. And, you know, and a
Since
Republican
what, 1929
governor.
Or whatever the stat
something
is,
something
right?
like that. And so I think this time we have some really good chances of for the Republicans to pass things like collective bargaining, construction defects legislation, prevailing wage on state buildings, and also the public employees retirement system, some reforms in that. But we're running out of time. Let's just stop it right here.
Sure.
And we'll get back to all these things in the next session, okay? Or in the next segment,
we'll,
not
we'll
session.
We'll do both.
Okay. Okay, we'll be right back. More with Trey Abney right after these few words.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Manager. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Ray Hager here. Trey Abney there with the Chamber of Reno Sparks and Northern Nevada. And we're talking about the 2015 legislature. Now, Trey, for the first time since 1929, the legislature has, we have a Republican governor running the executive branch. We have Republican majorities in both houses of the legislature. So first, one of the things that I think could really get through this time is construction defects legislation. Now, this has been treated like an ugly stepchild by the Democrats, but it comes back every year for Republicans. They're trying to watch out for home builders and other construction groups. Do you think this can go this time?
I think so. And frankly, I think that issue of the ones you listed before the break is probably the lowest hanging fruit. We've actually gotten
this one.
The construction defect.
Okay.
Because I think we've actually gotten that through the Senate before, and it's always been held up in the Assembly. And now, of course, I thought the Democrats were going to run the Assembly for the rest of my lifetime. So that shows how great my crystal ball was. But now, we now have a chance to get this through. And this is more about the current system enriches trial lawyers. It certainly doesn't help homeowners. It certainly doesn't help contractors who've been put out of business by this. So we need to come up with a system that if there is a true construction defect, the contractor could come in and actually fix it. The homeowner can be made whole. And some trial lawyer isn't running off with all the money, because that's what's happening.
Okay,
now. We can do this.
Another one would be collective bargaining. Now, this has been a big bugaboo for county and city governments in Nevada. And what I think at least could happen here is that the law could be changed to at least open these collective bargaining sessions up to the public. Not that I'm looking forward to covering collective bargaining too, but if you open up the process, I think that might help it. What do you think about that? Do you think it can go farther than that?
Well, I think it's a good idea, and I think we can go farther than that. Again, we're not going to get rid of collective bargaining. We're not going to get rid of NRS 288, Nevada Revised Statute.
Right.
But what we need to do is make reforms. This is bankrupting our local governments. So City of Reno, their personnel costs is up in 80% sometimes, and it keeps getting higher. And it's not necessarily the current salaries that are paid, although that's some of it. It's the benefits that we sign on for, the lifetime health benefits, and especially for firefighters who get heart lung benefits. No matter if they could have worked for Reno Fire for the first 5 years of their life, let's say till they're 25, and then leave and move somewhere else across the country for the next 40 years, live very unhealthily, and if they come down with a heart or lung issue, the City of Reno's on the hook for some of that cost. It's things like that that we can do. It's things like evergreen clauses, where the current contract just stays into effect in perpetuity until you create a new contract. There's things like that, real things that we can do to fix those costs, because every dollar you spend on paying people that aren't working anymore is one less dollar you have for parks or for your current police officers or other things that we need to get done in the
city.
Okay,
it seems like you're kind of fired up about that issue. But let me move on to another
please.
One. Okay, there's a system in Nevada that the Democrats liked, which is paying prevailing wages on state and school construction
all public construction projects,
public construction.
Local and state, right.
Right. So if you get away with, if you take away prevailing wage, are you just helping out the construction company by getting more people to work at a lesser wage?
I think you're helping out taxpayers, first of all. And I haven't heard a lot of discussion about completely getting rid of prevailing wage.
Okay.
Now, we have talked about that maybe on school buildings. Could you build a fifth school for every four schools you build? And the problem is prevailing wage is not prevailing. It has no reflection in reality to what wages are actually paid. I've talked to a nursery landscaper who had guys doing the same job. One of them was doing a landscaping project on an interchange for the state.
Mm-hmm.
The same crew would then go to another private sector job, and they were being paid almost double to do the exact same thing. So it's not the prevailing wage that prevails in the private sector. The whole system of how they come up with it Most surveys are not answered. They determine it by sending out surveys to contractors. Most contractors don't fill out those surveys. And in that survey, you write, okay, I paid this for an electrician, this for a carpenter. But then they include the wages they paid to folks that were working on prevailing wage jobs. So in other words, they're using prevailing wages in the formula to determine prevailing wage. The whole system needs to be looked at. It's certainly not friendly for taxpayers.
Okay, the whole system, you're blowing my mind there, so we got to move on to another system. Wow, that's something. How do you see, look at Kenny Gwynn 10 years ago, 11 years ago in the 03 session, and look at Brian Sandoval now in the 2014 session. Kenny Gwynn, had he didn't propose a $1 billion tax increase, but that's what it ended up being. Now they're, Ira Hansen, for example, is saying that the governor is proposing a $1 billion tax increase. What do you think about that? Maybe compare the two, or
Ira may know more than me, and I'm sure he does. But I haven't heard this $1 billion tax increase idea. I certainly never heard it from the governor's mouth. I don't know if you have. All I've seen the governor say publicly is that he wants to look at tax reform and changing the tax structure in this state. He's never seen an amount. And if we're going to be shooting for an amount, like we always do, that's the wrong way to do tax policy. We need to see how to do tax policy fairly, and then whatever amount comes from that is what we have to spend. We shouldn't start with an amount and then try to get there by taping a bunch of things together, haphazardly.
Well, you're right. I want to make a point. The governor has never said a $1 billion tax increase. That came from Ira Hansen,
right,
who was upset with the governor at the time. He said that.
Yeah.
Now, the governor has spoken to the Reno Gazette Journal editorial board. And when we've asked him about if his tax reform also includes tax increases, he said, wait till my State of the State speech.
Right.
So we don't want to wait that long. We'll be right back with more with Trey Abney right after these few words from our sponsors.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Small business owner, you know how important cash flow is. You work hard for your customers, and when you finally get that check, you need access to the cash immediately. That's how business keeps running. At Check City, we cash all kinds of checks, and most locations are open late 7 days a week. Bring in the check, walk out with the cash.
Small business owners, Check City is for you too. Check City, when you need cash.
Tell me more about the Charter Spectrum Triple Play.
You mean the best TV, internet, and voice?
Charter Spectrum Triple Play.
TV.
200 free in sweet HD. 10,000 on demand.
Instantly.
I'm not just the operator. Ditch the dish. I'm your liberator.
Charter Spectrum TV. Just $29.99. Call
1-844-552-9999.
Charter Spectrum High Speed means no slowdown. 60 megs. I like the way that sounds.
Say goodbye to DSL. Say hello to Fast As.
Charter Spectrum Internet. Just $29.99. Call
1-844-552-999. Charter Spectrum Voice. Unlimited talk.
Zero fees and features that rock.
Crystal clear connection. Say hi.
Charterators. Standing by. Charter Spectrum Voice. Just $29.99. Call
1-844-552-999.
Yeah.
1-844-552-9999. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Ray Hager here, Trey Abney from the Chamber of Reno Sparks in Northern Nevada. And we're actually having too much fun talking about the 2015 legislature. Okay, I want to bring this up. Let's talk about live entertainment taxes, or what we call the fun taxes, because it's on golf, it's on movies, all these things that we like to do in our spare time. Last session, Former Speaker, then Speaker Marilyn Kirkpatrick came up with a plan to close a lot of loopholes on the live entertainment tax.
Much to her credit.
Right? Amen. You know, she had a lot of courage in doing that because there had been a lot of what you would call cutouts in the last three sessions where people went to the legislature and said, oh, come on, don't make me pay this. And they said, okay, you know, so they get out of the live entertainment tax. And people went nuts on her. I mean, the Reno Rodeo was...
Well, and that, Ray, that split a chamber 10 ways a Sunday. You'll notice I never went to the table on any of those discussions because we had members on all sides of the issues. I mean, talk to anybody in the gaming industry and how the live entertainment tax is applied differently depending on how big the room is and,
right.
and who's going in there. It's very strange. It needs to be looked at. Now, did former Speaker Kirkpatrick go too far with the gyms and the movies? Maybe. But we do need to talk about a services tax, and we are exempting things like NASCAR and Burning Man and things like that. But the idea is 70% of our economy now is services, right?
Yes, we have a service economy.
Right, and so when we instituted the sales tax on goods in 1955, we were 70% goods-based. And so when we used to tax the vast majority of our economy, we're not doing that anymore.
Well, I see.
So is that something we need to look at? Lower the rate on goods and institute a services, you know, the dry cleaning and the car washes and car repair and haircuts and that's
but why it. Not why not golf courses? I mean they got the cutout, you know, so people are gonna argue about, well, if you tax me, you gotta tax the guy behind the tree.
Well, that's the issue, is you know, the best tax system is the broadest base possible with the lowest rate possible.
But the bottom the problem with the broad base is you get more people mad at you when you're trying to put it together.
Well, certainly. But then do we wanna keep having a tax system based on just certain segments of our economy? Because that target on the business community's back will remain the same, will remain large, if we don't start spreading that burden out. Everybody should have skin in the game, intact, right? All of us should pay for education, not just our visitors, not just the gaming industry. All of us should pay for education and mental health.
It sounds good, but it's never happened. And, you know, I got to go to another thing. Why? What about Michelle, Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, who is, you know, to me, she's kind of, she doesn't like taxes too much, you know.
That's a fair statement.
Modern day Sandra Tiffany, I would think, and she's the chair of the tax committee in the assembly. How do you get anything out of that committee?
Think the argument we need to try to make, or the point we need to try to get to, is all the reforms that we talked about in the last segment, the spending reforms. What if we were able to institute and implement enough of those where we're actually saving more money in the long term than the new revenue we're raising? What if we can make that argument?
Okay, how do we do that?
Well, I mean, if you implement all those, I mean, you know how much prevailing wage and collective bargaining and stuff like that? I mean, if we save taxpayers money
by fixing
those issues, and then we're moving revenue and raising revenue over here, what if we can save them more money than we raise?
Okay.
Then we may have a conservative argument, because the tax structure we have right now is not conservative. And going to the ballot every 2 or 4 years with 30-second television sound bites to raise taxes on certain businesses isn't conservative.
And I don't even want to get into the modified business tax, because that's too...
Well, and most businesses don't pay that anymore. In our infinite wisdom back in 09, we bifurcated that rate, and then in 11, you know, cut out a lot of businesses.
Okay, you know, it seems like Republicans, they got one shot to get this done.
That's right.
You know, because let's look at 2016.
Yeah.
We had what you'd call a red wave this time, which maybe was because it was the Democrats didn't come out.
There's nothing for the Democrats to turn out
for. In 2016, you're going to have two Democratic things that will drive turnout. Number one, Harry Reid's possible reelection.
Right.
And number two, the legalization of recreational marijuana. If you could talk about maybe the last chance for the Republicans in 2016.
Well, that's right. That's why these reforms especially are so important. This may be the only time that we can get these done. We haven't been able to get those done with the Democratic Assembly and Democrat Senate. This may be our only shot, because like you said, besides the presidential race, Harry Reid will probably be on the ballot, and so his machine will be operating here in Nevada heavily instead of all over the country trying to save Senate seats like they were this time. And I would argue that recreational marijuana probably does not bring out a lot of older conservative Republican voters. All right? And so now, and you remember...
Because they already got the medical marijuana.
That's right. Yeah. They've got all they need. Remember, we were going to have gay marriage on the ballot until the Ninth Circuit acted, and so that would have been another issue that probably would have driven out people more on the left side of the aisle than the right. So it's going to be a very different electorate. It's going to be a very different turnout, I would agree. Of course, presidential years are always a higher turnout. And I think you're going to see, you know, somebody like Assemblyman Jason Frierson, who was Speaker in Waiting, who lost by 40 votes this time, I would argue in a environment like that, he could probably get back those 40 votes. Somebody like a Stephen Horsford and some of these other
folks. Last thing I want to mention is that one of the things that the Assembly Republicans want to bring is school vouchers for parents. Now, that would allow parents to get help from this state to send their kids to private school or charter school. The thing I don't like about this is that it centers on the parents who are actually involved in their child's education. But Nevada's problem, as you know, are the parents who are not involved in their education. Maybe 10 seconds.
And not just Nevada's problem. That's right. The parents that aren't engaged in their child's education are not going to take advantage of any vouchers. I don't think vouchers will bring in enough money to send you to some place like a Bishop Minogue. But those parents, those kids are going to still be in the public school with parents that don't
really
care.
Okay, we got to cut it right there. Okay, we're getting we'll be right.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry, most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
Hey, that's all from Nevada Newsmakers from our secret hideaway location. Be sure to tune in tomorrow also. Thank you very much.